Welcome back, everybody. Melissa Honecke's in here. Good morning, Melissa.
Morning. Just barely got here on time.
How was the traffic?
Awful. Look how red that is just on the interstates.
Isn't that horrible?
It's horrible. It was 90 minutes for Michael to get from our house in Ball Ground to the North Loop.
Wow.
Area.
90 minutes.
Yeah. Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, it's red from like 92 all the way down. All the way.
Got a call already?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a traffic person.
Hold on here. Hold on. Hey, caller, I see you. We hold on just a second?
Sure.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. I got to tell everybody what the temperature is. Half the people out there list because they want to know the temperature. You know, some of this I could do away with because all this, it's all on the phone now. It's all.
Yeah, but you have some listeners that don't have a smartphone, Dave.
That's hard to imagine.
I know.
56 degrees outside. Today's highs could be around 62, low 37. 100% chance you're going to see some showers from now till about 2 o'clock. Then it all goes away. Then it's like sunny days Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-mm.
For Thursday through Saturday, you're looking highs right around 51, 52. Overnight, 27, 28 degrees.
Winter's back.
You know, I saw the groundhog thing yesterday, and they're saying early spring, I hope. But global warming, you kind of expect, you know what I mean, early spring.
Oh, you know what? I have a beef with our groundhog here in Georgia. He lives in the woods, so do you think he ever sees a shadow? No.
No. Right.
No. He lives in the woods.
He's in the shadow all the time.
He lives in the woods.
All right, caller, I see. What's up?
Good morning, Diamondback Dave. How are you?
Doing good.
Melissa, good morning.
Morning.
You kind of walked in the middle of this one, Melissa.
Uh-oh.
Old Dimebag this morning is just making stuff up as usual. Like, he just makes it up. And, Dave, I want to know why you hate Latinos.
I don't hate Latinos.
Yes,
why
is
that?
You do.
I do not hate Latinos.
Yeah, you do.
You mean Cruz and Rubio?
He's making stuff up about Ted Cruz.
Oh, no.
Doing stuff out of thin air. And how can you argue with that when somebody just makes stuff up?
I come in here every week to argue with him making stuff up. So, you know, it is what it is.
He just makes it up.
No, what I'm talking
about. Here's the fact. You talk about cheating. You talk about dirty tricks.
Oh, there were no dirty tricks.
Ted Cruz
exactly.
Cheated.
None.
In Iowa, Dimebag, they trucked people in. They bust them in. And the Democratic rules are you can sign up to do the caucus on the day of it. You can walk up and say, I'm whoever, and just start doing it.
And they lost results from like 90 precincts or something like that.
They lost to an 80-something-year-old socialist, and they had to rig 6 coin flips.
Yeah, we tried that coin flip thing at our house last night, and we only got 5, so, you know.
Right. Divine intervention.
Divine intervention.
Melissa and Dimebag, here's also what happened. There's video out there showing where, okay, you got this antiquated 1950s-style throwing pieces of paper in popcorn boxes. That's how they count the ballots, right? A bunch of them fell out of Bernie Sanders' box. The lady picked them up and stuffed them back into Hillary Clinton's box. There's video of that.
Right.
You talk about cheating. You talk about dirty tricks.
So he's got a lot of the young people on his side. She's
right,
got a real youth gap.
The socialists got screwed over
Bernie
by
will
the
win,
Clinton machine.
Bernie will win New Hampshire,
yes.
And I doubt that he wins any other
caucus. Probably not. But you know
what?
When you've got an avowed socialist and a potential felon on your ticket, I mean, Joe Biden's got to be kicking himself.
There's no such thing as a potential felon.
It'll
be
the FBI's ready to indict. Biden's got to be like, why didn't I run?
What are they waiting for after Christmas?
They've actually been holding her emails till after the Iowa caucus, which I think is ridiculous.
Well, why would they do that?
To help Hillary.
They're waiting until they perp walk Hillary Clinton. When Hillary Clinton gets perp walked, then Mike Bloomberg and Biden are going to jump in there.
Did you see how angry she was in her speech?
Oh, yeah.
She was just furious. This is not supposed to be happening to her. She's supposed to be walking away with it. It's not supposed to be close.
She won.
She won, but barely.
David, let's cut through all the crap for just 1 minute.
The big winner on the Republican side was Rubio.
Listen, David, if I told you a year ago that Hillary Clinton was going to win, basically tie an 80-something-year-old socialist and only win by a coin toss?
Yeah.
You, I could have gotten.
It's unbelievable. Elizabeth Warren should have gotten in.
You would never believe me.
I would say divine intervention.
No, you would divine, have never believed me.
You're not over there kicking yourself saying Elizabeth Warren should have gotten in.
What are the odds of Hillary winning six coin tosses? You tell me that's
the
not.
The odds are cheating.
That's intervention. No.
Cheating.
Intervention.
Cheating. I don't trust the Clintons anything.
That is a sign.
I'm talking about just what I just set up.
Yeah.
She had to win an election by a coin toss to an 80-something-year-old hunchback socialist.
Who's just like his Saturday Night Live character.
Think about that. A bald-headed. You talk about somebody who's the ugliest man on earth. He's the ugly, creep, lurch-looking guy.
Horrible. All right.
She's losing to this guy.
All right. All right. Thank you for the call.
I could have bet you $1,000, and you would have bet me.
You know why he's doing so well?
Because people like socialism.
George W. Bush. Let me guess. It's Bush.
It's Christian. It's being Christian. He doesn't yell being a Christian. He's Jewish, but he doesn't.
He's not. It's not being Christian because he's Jewish.
But his actions, and his thoughts are about as Christian as you could possibly get.
Can you find me the verse in the Bible where it says, "Give all your stuff to everybody else"?
Yes, I can.
You can.
Yes, I can. Give all your stuff to everybody else. Hold on a second.
Give it to the government so the government can give it to everybody else.
The farthest thing from Christianity
is the scripture that says to give all your stuff to other people.
You're asking your phone.
By the farthest thing from Christianity is socialism.
Okay, right there. Luke, give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes...
Wait. The government's not asking. The government is telling.
This is Luke.
That is the government taking and stealing from you. Let's not even go there.
Young people like free stuff.
David, I'm a 57-year-old man. I don't need maternity care, but Obama tells me I have to have it.
That's ridiculous. A single man has to have that taken from me.
Mm-hmm. That's taken from me.
All right.
Bernie Sanders has to pay for maternity care. That's taking from somebody.
All right. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Thank you.
See ya.
Great call. Okay. Bernie Sanders acts like he doesn't say he's a Christian, but he acts like a Christian.
Come on, let's not even go there. Okay.
You know it's true.
No, I don't know it's true. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff before we get into the meat of the fun stuff for the week. Shameless self-promotion. We have a video that you all should go watch. We recorded Congressman Loudermilk at the Bartow GOP meeting. He was only supposed to speak for a few minutes, but it was so good that Lewis let him go on, and it wound up being over an hour. And it was really good information, really good update, and a really good pep talk, if I say so myself. I was really kind of encouraged by it. And a lot of what he talked about was unity and vision and how that's why we're not winning as Republicans, because we're too busy shooting each other and not finding our common vision. I mean, the left is really good at finding how they want to ruin America and going there. But anyway, it was a really good speech, and he talks about this Article 1 project, which they are announcing as we speak in D.C. with Senator Mike Lee and some others. It is basically an initiative to try and take back the power of the purse, and the Congress is supposed to be the most powerful branch of government, but they've pretty much given away their authority to the courts and to the executive branch, and especially to the regulatory agencies. So they're trying to rein that in by reining in the regulatory agencies and a balanced budget amendment and some other things like that. So look for some information on that. And he did talk about that in the video about what this Article 1 project is. So that, and go watch our video.
You know who had a balanced budget? Clinton.
He had a balanced budget, but that was because of a Republican Congress. So let's not even go there.
But he gave them a balanced budget.
He gave them a balanced budget. Maybe that one, but he did it. Okay. He didn't do it until the Republicans took over.
The Republicans are in charge of the money.
Let's give Newt Gingrich credit for that.
And they deserve 100% credit for spending too much money.
Could we give Newt Gingrich credit for that? He was Speaker of the House.
Have you seen pictures of Newt lately?
I have not.
Newt has melanoma.
Oh, he does.
Oh,
I did not know that.
They cut up the whole left side of his face or something.
We wish him speedy recovery.
Absolutely. But he's
responsible for the balanced budget, not Bill Clinton. He just got Clinton to sign it.
No, I'm pretty sure you're wrong there.
Because House writes the fiscal bills. So That would be Newt that would be responsible for that.
Clinton and his wife wrote that budget.
Sure they did. With Hillary care? Right. They only got a Republican Congress because of Hillary care.
All right. Stick around.
Felino, Aaron Tippin's hit Where the Stars and Stripes and the Eagles Fly played loudly over the speakers when Ted Cruz took the number one GOP spot at the Iowa caucuses. So what did Tippin think? The country star was fine with Cruz using his song. However, in a statement Tippin released, he said, quote, I'm not endorsing anyone, but I hope that my song will help get folks out there and do their patriotic duty and vote. Even though Tippin ain't saying who he's backing, some are, like Kid Rock and Loretta Lynn, who are both in favor of Donald Trump. But country great Merle Haggard is Eric Church and Chris Stapleton are the top nominees for the upcoming 51st Annual Academy of Country Music Awards, both now having five each, including a first for Church as Entertainer of the Year. Cam, another first, Chris Young, and Little Big Town each received four nominations. Reigning Female Vocalist of the Year, Miranda Lambert, earned three nominations. And a big surprise this year, no Blake Shelton anywhere. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Securing America.
A newly released ISIS video renews the terror group's threat against American targets. And with more than 62 ISIS-related arrests in the last year, local police testified on Capitol Hill that the heartland is the new battlefield. Wally Sparks is from Wisconsin.
If you can't trust local law enforcement with information, you know, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. We're not going to be able to prevent a lot of this stuff.
After the San Bernardino massacre, the See Something, Say Something campaign took on new meaning. Local police are the ones vetting suspicious activity reports, but witnesses testified intelligence sharing is still an obstacle. Mark Ghilarducci is from California's Homeland Security Advisory Council.
It doesn't matter that I'm wearing a state patch and he's wearing a federal patch and she's wearing a local patch. When it comes to this, it's that's the concept of one team, one fight.
In Washington, Catherine Herridge, Fox News.
Valentine's this year. Come to the Grand Theater. The Etowah Jazz Society Big Band returns Sunday, February 14th for our annual Valentine's concert. We're doing an afternoon matinee starting at 3 p.m. Come and enjoy the irreplaceable sounds of a big band with vocalist Roberta Longacre. Roberta has shared the stage with Little Richard, Sammy Davis Jr., Leslie Uggams, and numerous other entertainers. Couple this with the incomparable sounds of the Etowah Jazz Society Big Band, who just finished our fifth CD release, and you're in for a fun afternoon. Our theme this year, television show tunes. The movies and TV were rampant with big band hits and theme songs I'm sure you will enjoy. Tickets are on sale now at the Grand Theater box office at www.thegrandtheater.org or by calling 770-386-7343. 770-386-7343. TV tunes that you all know, played in the style of a big band, come to the Grand Theater. Valentine's Day, 3 p.m., February 14th. Don't miss it.
Ants. Ever notice what your stomach is saying when it's growling?
Ants Place.
Stop by the all-new Ants Place breakfast and lunch and take advantage of the $3.99 breakfast that includes two eggs, bacon, grits, and bread. Our treat is set to a delicious lunch that includes meat and two vegetables for only $5.99. Vegetables are made fresh daily, and meat is fresh, never frozen. So stop by Ants Place breakfast and lunch for a fresh, delicious meal that will satisfy any stomach growl.
Thank you.
Ants Place breakfast and lunch open 6:30 to 3, 7 days a week.
Hey, this is Tim, Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street. That's our new location. Come on by and see us. You never know what you'll find. We've got sofas, we've got beds, we've got tables, we've got silverware. It's twice the space. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on the web. Phone number is 770-382-4652. Be the same friendly family with a lot more values to choose from. Treasure Chest Outlet, 927 North Tennessee Street.
We'll be right back.
821, 21 minutes after 8. Currently outside this rainy morning, 55 degrees, 100% chance you can see some rain this morning. Looks like it all kind of goes away early this afternoon.
Then maybe the red on the road will go away.
Yes, I guess it's, yeah, it's ugly out there on 75 from 92 all the way down to the top end perimeter. It's just kind of stop and go. Melissa Honecke, everybody, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, we were talking about the video I posted from the GOP meeting. We were there Saturday at the Bartow GOP meeting, and apparently Harry Pugliese from Pugliese Farm out in New Harley, the Stop the Dump guy, is running for commissioner. So that'll be an interesting...
You know, it's not Steve Taylor's fault about the dump.
No, and you know what? They won the case last week, it looks like, that the judge ruled that the ordinance was constitutional, that it sounds like the Southern States, the group that was doing the dump, they didn't act on it first for 5 years and then for a total of 10 years, so they kind of just let it sit there. My understanding is that there is a big lake out there that they can't drain that would be contaminated. That they tried to drain it years ago, and it didn't work because there must be some underwater springs or something feeding that lake or pond or whatever it is. But anyway, the judge ruled that they, and it was the county, I think the county and the homeowners were on the same side of this at this point. It's all very confusing because it's all kind of in the weeds about ordinances and, you know, I guess Southern States didn't start their environmental studies and just you know. Anyway, they won that case for now, and I think Southern States can appeal. But so, yeah, you're right. I don't think it's Commissioner Taylor's fault. I think it sounds to me like the ordinance was put in place right when Clarence Brown came in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this has been going on for decades. But anyway, so I guess there's a race in that, and you've got your sheriff's race, you've got your magistrate's race, and...
Can he afford to put up, I mean, to run for county commissioner?
I don't really know.
I mean, anybody can, and we get clowns all over this county who run every election. But you got to have money.
I think the fee is something around $1,500 or $1,600. I haven't seen the...
Is that all?
For commissioner, for most of the countywide, not all of them, but most of them.
I thought commissioner pays over $100,000 a year, right? I
mean, something like that.
Yeah, I thought you had to pay like 4% or something.
3 or 4%, like that.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't seen, like I said, the commissioner is one who sets the fees, so I haven't kept up with how much it is. I know the school board usually runs about $36. It's really, really pathetic. It's cheap to run for school board, so post 4 and post 5, I believe, are open.
Right.
Or not open, but up for re-election. I mean,
mm-hmm.
My understanding is Mr. Kittle is running for re-election, and I have not heard anything about whether Anna Sullivan intends to run again. I suspect that she will, but I don't know. Did you hear that White has pretty much been put out of business by the GBI temporarily?
Their computer's gone.
Their computer is gone, and so they've got no backup, so they couldn't have a meeting the other day.
That's dumb. I mean, that's just dumb. You can go to Walmart for $100.
Get a backup.
You can buy a 1 gig backup and put everything on your computer on this backup.
Exactly.
So if that computer all of a sudden crashed and burned or the building burned down.
You've got a point there. Okay, so if their computer crashed, I've lost a hard drive before, and since then we've backed up meticulously every couple days on one thing and then back up every month and put it in the safe so that we don't lose our files.
You have to.
This is a city, and they just had one computer and apparently no backup, but they're supposed to get their computer back soon.
You deserve to be shut down because you're dumb. You're crazy.
It's just funny.
You don't think ahead.
So corruption has basically shut down this city, and two of their three, I wondered how many cops they have, but two of their three cops are suspended, so... The one that's left is part-time, so I guess the sheriff's department is filling the gap there.
I used to go up to White all the time. And, you know, I've done interviews with these people, and I thought they were all, you know, one guy just plays cheap. Nice people. Greatest people.
I'm sure they're nice people.
But one of their deputies was always parked. He's always hidden on this side, Richards Road, or he's always hidden or whatever it was. But always the biggest friendly wave you could get. Just friendly, good people. You know, I always thought, these are nice people up here. Really, good morning.
Yes, it is too late to register to vote in 30 days.
It is too late to register for March 1st, but you can still register for the May primary. And you can either go, I think you can go online to the, well, if you have a smartphone, you can do the Georgia Votes app. It's really easy. If you have a driver's license, it registers you electronically. Or you can go down to the office on 41, it's the old State Patrol, and... trying to think what that little road's called. Anyway, it's right near the QT. There, this is where the elections office is. They've got a big sign out front. So, I mean, kind of, you missed the Georgia presidential preference primary March 1st, but you can still get in on the May primary, which is probably a little more important. So,
you got that? Caller?
I think we might have lost him.
He was just listening, I guess. He asked a question and he's listening. Okay. So, you can still register for the May primary.
For the May primary. That's right.
Okay. Do I get to decide on Hillary or not? Do I get to make that decision?
You can. You can go vote on March 1st and decide between Hillary and Bernie because, you know, Martin O'Malley dropped out. So.
Oh, man.
I know. You were thinking of voting for him, but anyway. All right. Did you hear about the illegal immigrant young people that sued over in-state tuition and lost?
No. What about them?
And Georgia's Supreme Court decided that they did not have standing because they're not it's this doctrine of sovereign immunity. Basically, you can't just sue the government unless they allow you to sue the government. It's basically to keep you from suing every state agency that when you don't agree with their policies. Like, you can't sue the government for doing its job, basically. I mean, this is in the law, and it's in the,
This is why I believe, you know, and truly, I mean this. I support Democratic candidates. And the reason is, food stamps, they help people who need help. There are people out there, women out there who have two children, homeless.
There are charities that do the exact same thing.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They probably do it better. But I believe there are people out there that need help. And there are, like, women out there that two children doing the best they can, working, have jobs.
And the government is often the biggest problem. It gives the guys an excuse to walk away because the government's going to take care of them.
And so the Democrats believe, okay, let's do the Christian thing.
That's not the Christian thing. They just want to take.
They don't yell at the top of their lungs they're Christian like the Republicans do and then do nothing.
Give me a break.
Do the complete opposite. They help out.
Republicans would rather have private charities handle this.
In-state tuition, yes.
But if you're not legally supposed to be here, you're not a legal citizen.
You're not a citizen. You have a child that got here at 3 years old.
Look, sometimes you have to pay for the sins of your parents. That's just life.
No, that's the Republican philosophy.
No, that's just life.
That is not the Democrat philosophy.
Things that have gone on in all of our lives with our parents, right, good and bad, have consequences in our lives. Now, your parents commit crimes.
Right.
Your parents are cooking meth in your bathroom, whatever. You know, those are crimes.
Should you put the kid in jail?
No, you put the kid in foster care.
Right. Okay.
And, okay.
Do you lock the kid up? Do you deny them an education?
But they're American citizens.
Okay.
Okay, look. Now, if you're here illegally, you should all be deported. All of you.
That is the difference between Republican and Republican.
Okay, don't tell me that they're not breaking the law because you and I both know that they are breaking the law.
No,
wait a minute. Now, let's start back here. I don't know. I've talked about this before, but my grandparents came here from Germany in the early 1950s through Ellis Island, had to register, had to have all their paperwork in order. They had to keep their green cards up to date. They had to do that, and they did it the right way. And it is a slap in the face to every person like me who has immigrants who came in the right way that people would just sneak in and do it the wrong way because I know it can be done the right way. I know it can because I've seen it. I lived it. So you tell me how that's not just insulting to every person that stood in line and actually tried to do it the legal way.
That's the difference between a Republican
and a Democrat. Yeah, because I care about the law.
Democrats care about the people.
I care about following the law.
They care for their fellow man. They want to make sure they're fed.
So every person that commits a crime should be excused if we feel sorry for them.
A child is not committing a crime.
The child has the consequences.
If a child has been here since they've been 6 years old, no fault of their own, they're here. And Elsa, now
then
they
pay the out-of-state tuition. They can still stay, but they have to pay out-of-state tuition. There has to be a consequence.
All right, stick around.
From the Fox Business Network. Stock futures up on Wall Street, but international shares still under pressure. The Nikkei shedding more than 3% on oil worries. General Motors net profit revving up to a record $9.7 billion last month. The automaker's profits from SUV and truck sales helping boost full-year earnings to $5.02 a share, beating Wall Street estimates and more than doubling GM's earnings from last year. Pharmaceutical giant Merck posting declines in sales and profit. The strong dollar and increasing competition for some of its older medicines cutting sales of some of Merck's top sellers. Shares falling in pre-market trading. And Home Depot's on a hiring spree. The nation's largest home improvement chain says it's hiring more than 80,000 workers nationwide for its busy spring season. That's the same level as in recent years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
You already know at Johnny's Pizza we offer $1 cheese slices on Monday, and Tuesdays we host team trivia at 7:30. But I also wanted to take a moment to let you know about our extensive lunch menu that we offer Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We offer 9 different lunch options, each with a free drink. They're made fresh to order, and we'll make sure that we get you out of here in plenty of time to get back to your day. Stop by Johnny's Pizza for lunch, 244 North Dixie Avenue.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and Commentary next.
Valentine's Day is next week, and I have an amazing deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their giant, juicy, gourmet-dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. Listen, these berries are huge and come freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness and covered in toppings like chocolate chips and nuts, all starting at $19.99. But hurry, this offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and use secret code 2121.
Dateline, Albany, Georgia, Darton State College, where a police officer was ordered to leave a classroom. Television station WALB first reported the incident. The police officer was attending an on-campus lecture in full uniform with his department-issued handgun. The professor apparently became uncomfortable teaching with a gun in the classroom and called for security. The officer, who also happens to be an enrolled student, was escorted out of the building. Once word of this egregious slight against law enforcement became public, the college immediately backtracked. They apologized for what they called a misunderstanding. What misunderstanding? The professor saw a cop with a gun and threw him out of the classroom, demonstrating higher education's contempt for the badge. Seems to me the only person who should have been tossed out of the classroom was the professor. I'm Todd Starnes.
Was last night's movie so exciting that it made your heart pound? Ah! Or could your chest pounding pain be something more serious? We all have everyday aches and pains, but if the symptoms don't go away or get worse, you can rely on the ER at Cartersville Medical Center to be there for you 24/7. Our team of expert emergency trained physicians will diagnose and treat you so that you can get back to the movies you enjoy.
No one likes to think about it. No one likes to talk about it. Few people know what to do about it. But taking the necessary steps now to plan and fund your funeral is very important to your family's future. In fact, it is very comforting to know that your wishes are known and carried out. It ensures less worry for your loved ones, and it ensures that your family will not be faced with the financial burden of your funeral. We purchase protection for things in life that might happen, such as auto and health insurance. Doesn't it make sense to purchase protection for our final arrangements, since it is something that will happen? Harnack Jennings Funeral Home offers affordable pre-arrangements with a wide variety of payment options. We also accept pre-arrangements made at other funeral homes. To learn more or to speak with a professional, please call Harnack Jennings Funeral Home at 770-382-0034. 770-382-0034.
Welcome back, everybody. 836, 36 minutes after 8. Phone number here is 770-382-1270. Currently outside, 55 degrees, rainy morning this morning. It looks like it's all going away sometime this afternoon. High today about 62, low about 37. It's going to be sunny days Thursday through Sunday. That's right, sunny days Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You're looking at highs around 51, 52 overnight. You're looking at about 27, 28 degrees. Then Sunday warms up a hair, about 56, high low about 33. Been stop and go all morning long because of this weather on 75 southbound, starting around 92. Everybody, it's Melissa Haneke, Georgia Politics, georgiapolitics.org.
All right, one more state thing before we go on to the big deal of the week, Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that they're trying to get, the Republicans are trying to get rid of the helmet law?
I like that.
I do too, actually, because on the grounds of freedom, if you want to smash up your head, go for it.
I thought there were people, a Republican's the one that brought the bill forward.
Yes.
But aren't the Republicans trying to put a stop to it?
It's probably on both sides. I think the Democrats, and I don't know if it'll pass, because I think there are some Republicans, probably Sharon Cooper and some of the others, who are just like freaked out about freedom or, you know, for the children. Well, actually, it's adults. It's over 18.
I think children, you should wear a helmet.
Here's the thing. Okay, so I don't know if you remember these days when there were no seatbelt laws.
Yeah.
I don't know how we survived childhood.
I don't know how we made it.
Because, I remember my mom putting my baby sister in, they called it a pumpkin seat. It was, you know, basically a seat that kind of looks like a car seat, but it's not a car seat. Just sticking that in the front of the car, in the front seat, and driving that way. And, you know, she wasn't tethered to anything, and we were in the back seat kind of hanging over the bench seat in the front. You know, we
right.
didn't sit back in the seat. We weren't belted to anything, and I survived. Now, I don't advocate that. We all wear seatbelts at my house, not because it's the law, but because we feel more safe that way. And, you know, race car drivers, they wear helmets and they wear seatbelts. So, you know, there's something to that safety-wise. However, on a freedom basis, I don't think the government should be telling you how you have to live as far as helmets and seatbelts.
You're starting to think like a liberal.
I am not thinking like a liberal. I'm thinking like a freedom-loving person. You have this impression that Republicans are a certain way, and there is a group of Republican people that are conservatives who love freedom and love the Constitution and believe the government should stay out of your lives and only do what's in the Constitution.
I do think there are some. Yeah, but
there are a small group of us.
But it's in the liberal states where you have more freedom.
I don't know about that. I've not looked up to see which states have...
I have. Take my word on it.
Let's see. South Carolina actually has no helmet law, apparently.
Only 17 states have helmet laws. Only 17 states, I think it is.
Let's see. South Carolina exempts riders 21 and over from wearing helmets.
You pass the border going into Florida, nobody's wearing a helmet.
They do have a higher fatality rate, but you know what? That's just part of... It's part of it.
You know, but you could do away with skydiving. You could do away with... If you want to do...
There's a lot of things that they could...
You should outlaw... I think you should outlaw motorcycles entirely. I think they're just way too dangerous. I will never. Would you go on a motorcycle?
No, I would not. I did when I was a kid with my uncle.
Would you let your kids?
No.
I
don't think my kids would do that. Look, we have a friend who almost died smashing into a culvert, like a concrete culvert.
Right.
His liver was lacerated. He was a mess. His face was broken. And he was wearing a helmet. So... you know, they are very dangerous, but...
I think it's a good idea, and like you say, it's freedom. It's just freedom. But I do not think the Republicans will allow it.
I don't think that the Democrats would allow it either, quite frankly. I don't think there's a lot of people... It's all for, you know, we got to take care of you. We got to make sure that you're okay.
The Democrats will allow marijuana in this state. The Democrats will allow
casino gambling.
Let's
stop that on the marijuana thing. You're talking about recreational marijuana, but there are over 100 co-sponsors on expanding the medical marijuana right now. And it is a Republican representative, Alan Peake, who is breaking the law by going to get the cannabis oil to bring back to the state for these children that need it for seizures.
I'm just saying, Democrats are
Republicans passed that.
Democrats are all for freedom. Republicans.
They are not.
Republicans.
No. Wait. They want to tell you what size soda you can buy. They want to tell
you. No,
they
don't. They
do, too.
One governor out there, one guy in New York.
One guy who had the support of a lot of people out there.
Okay.
They want to tell you what you can eat. Look at Michelle Obama's school lunch program.
What a good idea.
What a bad idea. They want to tell you have to eat kale and all this icky stuff that nobody wants to eat. The kids are throwing the food away. They're going hungry.
Yeah,
because
good.
Michelle Obama wants to tell you what to eat.
She shouldn't have any say at all. But
she shouldn't. She's just the first lady.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. She should be out going to women's groups and, you know, stuff like that. She should not. Yeah, right.
All right, we should probably talk about Iowa because it was a big deal. I mean, did you watch the debate last week?
Yes.
What did you think without Trump? Did you think it was more boring?
No, I didn't think it was boring. It was
substantive. I thought they did pick on Cruz a lot.
Yeah, they did. I liked Rubio. Yeah, Rubio did fine. And
Jeb Bush surprisingly had his best debate. I'm not saying it was great, but he had his best debate without Donald there picking on him, calling him names, and I just have to laugh. I know Donald Trump never actually called him Jebra. That was Saturday Night Live, but he basically calls him girly. Hey,
what bothers me about debate, and I watch debate, is like Ted Cruz never told the truth. That kind of bothered me.
No, that's not true.
Anything he said the next day.
No, wait. Did you see the Megyn Kelly interview where she said, yeah, basically the evidence shows that you really did put that in as a poison pill? She basically said, yeah, not during the debate, but afterwards, that, yeah, the record does show that that's what you were doing. And so, you know, that's, I think the moderators, it drives me crazy when you've got Chris Wallace, for instance, going, so, Mr. Cruz, why does everybody hate you so much? I mean, they're in the tank for Rubio big time.
Have you seen the video where he's trying to kiss his kid?
No.
They've got a video out there after the election where Cruz won, but of course he cheated. But he cheated. They got a video where he's trying to kiss his daughter, and his daughter's just pulling back and just, God, dude, get away from me. Get away.
Oh,
his young
give me
daughter.
A break.
And this video says, and then underneath the video says, even his daughter doesn't like him.
Oh, give me a break. His kids are very cute.
I thought it was very mean of them to do that. I don't think you should use the kid.
Okay, now, if you've been watching, I've got the results here somewhere. Okay, Jim Gilmore, what the heck is he thinking? Why is he still in the race? Can somebody explain that to me? Because I don't really know what the heck the guy's doing. He got 12 votes.
Fiorini, whatever, Fiorini.
We're not even talking 12%. He got 12 votes.
Ooh, wow.
I mean, it's like 0.01%. Huckabee went ahead and quit, and finished higher than Christie, Santorum, Gilmore, and other. Okay, this is the saddest thing. Other got 119 votes, and Gilmore got 12, and he's still in the race.
You know, 4 years ago, he won in Iowa, Huckabee. Just like they're going to say the same thing about Ted Cruz.
Oh, give me a break. Ted Cruz got the most votes ever by a single candidate in the Iowa caucuses, and if you listen to the pollsters, they said high turnout would benefit Donald Trump, and it did not. In fact, Rubio came very close to catching Donald Trump for second place.
If you are not a nice person, and everybody around you knows you're not a nice person, and you're mean.
But he stands up for what he believes in.
But you go out and speak. Eventually, the truth is going to come out. You can't hide.
Do you think Donald Trump is a nice person?
You can't hide what you are. No, I think Donald Trump, deep down, is probably a good guy. I think he's a good guy.
I don't know.
Good morning.
He's mean.
It's me again, Dave.
Church lady.
Morning, church
Hello,
lady.
Melissa. Was you listening to him earlier this morning?
I can't hear it till I get over the county line, so.
He was calling Cruz a hypocrite, and that he cheated, and that he wanted, told everybody that Ben Carson had dropped out of the race to get more votes for himself. That's the kind of stuff he was saying this morning.
Well, that's true.
I can correct that in just a minute.
That's what he was saying. I have told him about breaking the commandments. They just keep on.
I'll set him straight.
He keeps false witness against his neighbors all the time.
I'll set him straight.
Oh, no, I'm not bearing false, but that is true.
No, it's not true.
It's absolutely
not true.
Yes, it is true. You're always bearing false witness.
The cheating thing's not true, but the bearing false witness, yeah, that's absolutely true. I'm with you, church lady.
All time against his neighbors. But I'm listening. That's what he was saying about Ted Cruz.
Hold on, we'll
have to address that here.
I can play it back for you if you want. I mean, I got the recording.
You got the recording of CNN?
Oh, I got it all right.
Do you have CNN?
No, I don't have the CNN.
Oh, okay. I've got it on.
All right, thanks, church lady. Bye-bye. All right, see you. All right,
let's talk about that.
Okay.
Here's what happened, and you can look, and I posted it on my Facebook page, and there is a tweet on CNN, Jake Tapper, CNN, at 4:50 p.m. Now, I'm not sure if that's 4:50 Eastern Time or 4:50 Central Time. Doesn't matter, because if it was 4:50 Central Time, it's like 5:50 here, or, you know, 3:50 if it's the other way around. Anyway, before the caucuses started, they must have had a reporter, Moody was his name, who talked to Ben Carson, and Carson said he was not going to Iowa or New Hampshire, he was not going to South Carolina, he was going home regardless of the outcome.
He's
going
to get some clothes.
No, wait.
Get some clothes.
No, wait. Here's what the report said.
Okay.
He was going home. You can watch it. It's like a five-minute
exchange between Dana Bash and Jake Tapper.
I'm going home.
No, wait. Okay. So you're running. The voting has started. No one is going home. I think Chris Christie was already in New Hampshire, or Jeb Bush was already in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You go to New Hampshire or South Carolina. You only go home if your home is in New Hampshire or South Carolina. You do not have time to rest at this point. You don't.
Oh, you're grasping.
No, I am not. I have been on a congressional campaign.
Yeah.
You don't breathe until it's over. Okay. Now, this guy's running for president. He has never run for office before. Now, listen, wait.
You're reaching.
No.
You're reaching.
Did you watch the report? The reporters, who were liberal, said he must not want it very much because that's a signal to your supporters that you don't want it very much. It's very unusual to go home. Now, then the Cruz campaign saw the tweet that said he was going home. That's all the tweet said. And then they saw the report, and they ran with it because these things run a mile a minute. That is not cheating. CNN put it out there that he was going home.
How come Trump didn't do that? How come Rubio didn't do that? How come Bush didn't do that? How come nobody else did that? How come he's the only one? Because he's a snake.
No, let's just put it out there that CNN put it out there, and it is fair game, and it is odd. Okay, for him to go home for two days.
It's odd for him to go home, but he's an odd guy. I mean, let's face it.
He doesn't have the fire in his belly, and he does have the enthusiasm and the energy to do this.
And so Cruz embellished.
He didn't embellish. He retweeted. They mainly just retweeted what CNN said. There's nothing illegal, fishy about that.
Then why did Cruz apologize?
Well, because they didn't retweet that he was just going home for a couple days later. That's what he apologized for, that they didn't correct the record once the voting started.
All right, stick around.
America's election headquarters.
As Iowans were gathering the caucus this week, Governors Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, and John Kasich were already stumping in New Hampshire.
We've got a great ground game here. We are in second place in New Hampshire, and we've decided this was the place where we could really break out.
But the top finisher in Iowa, Senator Ted Cruz, is also hoping to build on his Hawkeye momentum, arriving in New Hampshire shortly after his Monday night win.
Y'all treat politics in New Hampshire like we treat football in Texas.
That borrowed from Cruz's Iowa stump speech. Democrats, meantime, are coming off the closest Iowa caucus ever.
We're bringing all that energy, all that excitement, all that determination right here to New Hampshire.
But unlike Iowa, expectations are far more dim for Clinton in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders from neighboring Vermont has held a double-digit lead in the polls. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
It was hard to miss when the candidates were giving their Iowa victory or concession speeches. Everybody was complaining about the media. The pundits never gave us a chance. We're here even though the media said we would never make it. And you know what? Most of them had a point. Bernie Sanders hasn't gotten much coverage. He comes out of nowhere and ties Hillary. Ted Cruz was pretty much written off by the commentators when he got in. Donald Trump gave such a short speech he forgot to mention the media, but on Twitter he rectified that. He now says, the media have not covered my long shot great finish in Iowa fairly. Brought in record voters and got the second highest vote total in history. Well, he has half a point, but after all, this is a guy everything is the biggest and the best. The poll showed him leading, and he did lose by 4 points to Ted Cruz, even though he'd never run a campaign before. I guess he deserves a little bit of credit. It's just fascinating how much a standard part of the stump speech bashing the media has become for both the Republicans and the Democrats. I guess it's popular in a campaign year to bash the press, whether it's in a concession speech or just on Twitter. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey there, friends. When you've been working all day and come home to your wife or girlfriend and they start gnawing on you about this and that, I hightail it right on down to Six's Tavern. Waitresses there are kind, pretty, and sure do make you forget about life's troubles for a short while. The food and atmosphere is great, and the live music on Friday and Saturday nights is knee-slapping good. While I was there, I heard they served nuts and berries and figured politicians hung out there. But the bartender said it was a shooter. Couples and singles are all welcomed at Six's Tavern, West End Common Shopping Center, Cartersville.
At Cece's Pizza in Cartersville, the rules of eating pizza have changed. Whatever your taste, Cece's Pizza has your favorite pizza combinations on their all-you-can-eat buffet, plus the unexpected, with a wide variety of pizzas, pastas, soups, salads, desserts, and wings. Yes, I said wings at a fantastic price. No wonder wonder CeCe's Pizza blows away the competition. Day or night, satisfy your appetite at CeCe's Pizza in Cartersville. 240 Cherokee Place in the Target Shopping Center. CeCe's Pizza. Better. Believe it.
Fifty-one minutes after eight. 54 degrees outside. Very rainy outside. Be careful. Roads are a mess. 75 stop and go. It looks like it's easing up a little bit, but still from 92 to about North Marietta Parkway. It's just pumping the brakes. Melissa Hunneke, everybody. George Politics, georgepolitics.org.
All right. We were just talking during the break. Interesting observation, if anybody watched Donald Trump's speech, how he praised some of his kids and kind of ignored Ivanka, who was pretty much running the show in Iowa. So I'm pretty sure he was angry, despite his tweets saying he did better than he was expected to, which is not true because he touted every poll that he was running away with it and he was in first place. And now he's saying, well, I was not expected to do well in Iowa. So you know that he had to be very angry that he didn't win. And
he took it for granted he was going to win. That's why
he skipped the debate.
He skipped the debate. He just thought, I'm so far ahead and I'm Donald Trump.
And, you know, he had virtually no volunteers there. And, I mean, a caucus, you have to get the people out to come, you know, to come to actually put in the time to caucus. So door-to-door phone calls, get out the vote. You have to do that. And he had nobody there to do that. And I don't think I think he's running his campaign like he would a business with. It's kind of like we look at campaigns where they just do billboards or, you know, newspaper ads. And that's the way Donald Trump's running it. That doesn't work. There's fundamentals of campaigning that work. And, you know, that is voter to voter or, you know, volunteer to voter, one-on-one, door-to-door, phone calls, personal phone not robocalls.
When the primary comes here for Hillary and Saunders, which I plan to go vote in,
you're not going to go vote for Donald Trump?
Well, I'm listed. I'm not listed. I always vote in the Republican primaries. Yeah, I always do. So, but how does it work here? Do I have to? Is it the
you
same?
You don't have to register. It's an open primary.
Is it a caucus thing here? Is it a caucus?
It's a primary. It's basically you just go to the polls. You ask for whichever ballot you want. It's very open. You can switch every time if you want.
Really?
Yes. You could go vote in the Democrat and then in May go choose. It would be dumb to choose the Democrat ballot here in May because you'll be choosing nothing. Because all the candidates on the ballot locally will be Republicans, as far as I know.
Right.
So there's a little bit of an observation about Iowa. When you look and you see the candidates who win Iowa and go on to get the nomination on the Republican side, well, Democrat too, those who win Iowa and go on to get the nomination win. George W. Bush won Iowa and he went on to get the nomination. Barack Obama won Iowa and he wound up. Now, we're just getting a breaking alert that from Politico that says Rand Paul may be dropping out. We'll have to verify that and see if that's true. I would be very surprised that he would drop out before Kentucky since they changed the system to accommodate him, but we shall see.
Caller, you there?
Yeah, I just want to ask Melissa, where's Bernie going to get the three-step tree?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. He wants to raise taxes on the rich.
But Hillary's trying to do that before she goes to jail.
She's not going to jail.
Well, I would be surprised if she actually is held accountable.
Yeah, because, you know,
because she's a Clinton.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's a Clinton, and she knows secrets about the
Democrats. They seem to be pretty Teflon as far as scandals go. They can have a scandal a day.
Nothing's ever been there. It's just all man-made nonsense.
What, with on her server?
Yeah, I mean, on her server.
There's 100 FBI agents looking at this.
You know, they said a lot of people done this before, and she's not the first one.
Who else has had their own server?
I don't know. Who else?
Nobody.
Well, I mean, you slap her on the wrist, they cut it out, don't do it. When you're president,
don't do it anymore. Just by having stuff in his diary.
And murdering Vince Foster is murder. And she was never accounted. You know, I've heard it all ever since I've known.
There's hard evidence on this, David.
Right.
There's hard evidence. There were 22 actual emails which have, you know,
okay, then,
classified documentation then, on them.
Then what are they waiting for? What are they waiting for?
I think they're waiting. Not only are they looking at this, they're also looking at the Clinton tax dodge, you know, their Clinton Foundation.
Right.
Which is a tax dodge.
Yeah, okay. And they all are. I mean, everybody's setting up tax dodges. They're doing it. I mean, the Microsoft guy's doing it.
Yeah, the Kennedy set up tax dodge.
Zuckerberg's. All these rich people do that.
All these Democrats set it up now, don't they?
Okay, here's the Politico story. It says Rand Paul will drop out of the race for president, three sources close to the campaign told Politico. This is just a little blurb. They just dropped it 3 minutes ago. It'll be interesting to see if that's true. And here you go, you know, what's his name was going home, and Politico, which is, you know, a source Dave trusts, is saying that Rand Paul's dropping out, although he said he was going to stay in.
Absolutely, I trust it. All right, thanks for the call. See ya.
And he said he was going to stay in, so.
Well, let me get this other call.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay. You know, you hear all these people saying, the Congress can't get nothing done. You know why the Congress can't get nothing
Barack
done?
Barack Obama.
Because you don't have enough people. Republicans don't have but 53 senators.
Yep.
And you got to go over across the aisle. And you know what? Mm. The Democrats, they've used that.
Mm-hmm.
You know whose fault it is? Well, you can't get nothing through because of the Senate.
The Senate, yeah, and they have this fake filibuster.
Congress can't get nothing done. Well, no wonder the Democrats are holding it up.
And the fake filibuster, that drives me crazy, that they can say that they're not going to, that you have to have 60 for every piece of legislation.
They could have had the atomic isle on Earth. You know, you could use the
nuclear option. They could have. They need to do something.
I called them, asked my senators about that. Well, we just won't use it.
They're scared to get rid of it because they want to be able to use it when they're in the minority. But when you've got the situation where they set up this artificial barrier of 60 votes, and it's a fake filibuster, they're not actually talking. We're not talking. Mr. Smith goes to Washington. They say they're filibustering, but they're not. A filibuster should be where you talk until you can't talk anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they should put it back to the way it was, and then nobody would use it very often.
Well, the Republicans say they'd be in a minority, then they just do what
exactly.
they want to.
Exactly.
I say the Republicans are scared, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, I think they're scared to get rid of that
tool. I would have used the nuclear option. It'd been me.
I agree.
I would have stuck it up. They're behind so far. They wish they never had a herd of a nuclear option. That's what I would have done. You would too, wouldn't you?
I think that they should do something.
Well, that's what I would have done is use a nuclear option. I'm going to let you go, honey, because your time's running out, ain't it?
It sure is.
Thank you.
Okay, you'll be good, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Melissa Onicky, everybody. Georgia Politics. GeorgiaPolitics.org.
I guess I'll see you next week. Hopefully the weather's better.
Yeah. All right. See y'all.